Virgin Rage, the new way to wake up in 2018. On 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Well, she's still dying, but she's back.
Happy Thursday!
Hello. I missed you, buddy.
Oh, I missed you too, mate.
Even though, like, you know, I texted you yesterday and we did hang out a little bit because we irritated someone
we
very special.
Did.
We'll talk about that a bit later on. But we did see yesterday that old mate Nolsey met a super fan of his.
Oh, my God. This is brilliant. And the audio is hilarious. So we'll play that for you just after 6:30. The AFL Women's Grand Final is on this weekend as well. So we'll have a chat about that. And also we're going to tell you how you can win tickets to LA to see Camila Cabello live.
Yeah. That and more, of course, after 8 o'clock. The 5 in 10 up to $480. Couldn't give it away while you were gone, Rach.
That surprises me, actually, because your questions are usually not that hard.
Steady
but maybe
on
you've maybe
steady
you've
on.
Upped it a little
steady
bit.
On.
I'm
no.
proud of you.
Oh, I understand. No, it's all
I'm
good.
I'm proud.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to let you down.
Good
didn't
boy.
Let you down. We've got loads more coming up. It's Hit FM. It's Bodge and Rach.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
6:13 and Rachel, while you were away, I wasn't coping, okay?
I don't know why, mate. You've coped fine without me before.
Not for two consecutive days. It was tough. You don't understand what it was like. I was here and I was talking and, I mean, Ashley came in for a bit yesterday and that was fun.
Did that ease the burden
a
for
little,
you?
A little
ease
bit.
The pain.
But she only came in for the back half of the show and I was just, you know, and I didn't call Dean and I felt bad about not calling Dean because I was like...
Dean's going to be mad at you today.
Well, I was like, if I call him and you're not with me, then, it won't feel the same.
It would give you a chance to bond with my husband.
But I was nervous.
Oh, darling.
I was nervous. Also, I was just very alone. We were very alone.
Who's we?
Well, people listening.
Oh, you know? Oh, I'm sorry.
And I had to sit in the office afterwards and I didn't have anyone to throw paper balls at. I didn't have anything.
Look.
Didn't have anyone to tease.
If it was up to me, I would have loved to have not gotten sick stayed in here with you. But unfortunately, my body had other plans. My tonsils had other plans. My throat had other plans. And they decided to cark it on me, mate. So
I'm not going to say that you're selfish. I just think that if you had just stayed here and done the job that you're paid to do with no voice.
No voice, yeah. I'm paid to do radio, but I had no voice on Monday.
I know.
Wouldn't have worked well, buddy.
I put two videos up on Facebook.
I saw them.
That's how bored I was without you.
You held the station to ransom with Nickelback. I thought it was funny, though, because I actually enjoy a bit of Nickelback. So.
I'm sorry. Look, you know what I'm like after a coffee or two.
And Ash decided to give you, what, a quad shot coffee?
A quad shot coffee.
That was
and
not smart.
She laced it with vanilla syrup so I wouldn't taste
not
all the strongness.
Smart.
So what happened 10 minutes later is I was like, right, well, I want people to go and listen to our catch-up, you know, show on the website, at which you can do at hit.com.au. But I was like, well, do you know what? I'm going to threaten them. And that's what the caffeine
All
did.
The Nickelback fans were like, yes.
Yeah, it backfired. People were like, oh, when's the Nickelback playing? I'm like, I'm
did
sorry.
Did you play any Nickelback?
No, God, no.
I feel like we've got to play some Nickelback today then.
I don't think so.
I think we do.
I don't think that's going
to happen. I think we
happen.
Do. It's backfiring on you big time.
Bodge and Rage back again.
Nickelback.
Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rage on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
The AFL is coming back this week, the men's, but the AFLW is wrapping up this weekend.
Yeah, the women's grand final is wrapping up on Saturday. It is the Western Bulldogs taking on the Brisbane Lions. Now, this is only the second year that this competition has been a thing, and I think it's taken off. Like, these girls have been pulling bigger crowds than the A-League has.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say that's not hard, but it's not hard.
It's not, but we are a footballing nation. When
this
you say, obviously, Aussie rules, Australian football, AFL is out. our sport, but we have been a footballing nation for a very, very, very long time. And a lot of women's sport hasn't been getting the same recognition. So it's really cool to see the AFL women's are pulling such massive crowds. Like, they're doubling the size of the A-League that they are.
Which is pretty cool, because I knew a lot of girls growing up that really wanted to play. And then when we got to teenage years, you know, as I've said before, they couldn't play.
Yeah, you were saying your sister was one of them as well.
She was a rough woman.
So now it's really cool to see this coming up through the ranks, but it's also really cool to see an Aussie getting the opportunity to perform at the AFL Women's Grand Final. Now, I didn't know this, but Missy Higgins is currently pregnant as well. I can say that when I saw her at Ed Sheeran on the weekend, she did not look pregnant at all.
No, she's a petite young thing, isn't she?
She must be very, very in early stages. But Missy Higgins, of course, she's been supporting Ed Sheeran on his tour around the country. She's just announced that instead of slowing down, she's going to be on to her next milestone, which is performing at the AFL Women's Grand Final this weekend, which is really, really cool. She has said that she is a Geelong supporter.
That's okay.
But she does love Brisbane, so she's decided that she doesn't want to pick sides in this one because it's Melbourne v Brisbane.
I mean, that's kind of... Well, there's it's not all happy news, because the Western Bulldogs captain, Katie Brennan, now I saw the tackle. She's been rubbed out for a game.
You've actually been in a bit of an uproar because you saw the tackle and you don't think it's a thing.
If this was in the blokes game, it would have been fine. It would have been low impact and a little
she
bit
has
reckless.
Unfortunately been rubbed out for the game, rubbed out for the grand final. So have a listen to what she's got to say. Katie Brennan, the captain of the Western Bulldogs.
I'm gutted with the decision, but I'll support the club in whatever they choose to do going forward, and I'll just be able to play my role come game day. We've proved that the girls don't need myself out on the field to win games, and I'll back them 100% in, and also be able to, like I said, play a really important role come game day. So, thanks, guys.
Okay, so that's got to kill
you. Well, do you know the thing I like? There was four or five cliches in there that are pretty common in any sport. Like, come game day is one of them.
I'll be able to play my role no matter what, you know. I'm pretty gutted.
Back them in 100%.
I can literally recite the NRL end of game if they win.
Yeah.
It's always, look, the boys, you know,
Full credit to the boys.
They played the full 80 minutes. We got out there. We got the job done.
We knew they were going to come out,
We knew they were going to come out strong, and they did. Onwards and upwards, looking forward to next week as well.
It's nice to see that the AFLW is continuing on with that.
Look, if you want to watch it this weekend, it's 12:35 p.m. Melbourne time and New South Wales time this Saturday. So cheer on the girls. It'll be awesome.
Get around that. Bodge and Rage on here.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rage on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Do you know what I love, Rachel?
Something brilliant happens.
I love it when a celebrity that we love sees a celebrity that he loves. And there's a weird kind of bromance, because they both, like, the bigger celebrity,
they
arguably.
Both, like, love each other, and then it's like a whole moment where they're all like, I love you, no, I love you, no, you sound amazing, no, you sound amazing.
And being able to watch that unfold was it Studio 10?
Studio 10.
I don't know what we had on the telly.
Happened was... Shannon Noel performed Southern Sky, his latest bloody slapper off his album Unbroken, on Studio 10. Now, Billy Ray Cyrus was in the wings.
Listening
and watching. Studio 10 realised that this was happening, and when Nolsey came off stage, they kept the cameras rolling, and Billy Ray fangirled over Shannon Noel.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting it either, because he's a big fan.
He is.
Yeah.
And it was insane. They had a really beautiful little cute moment backstage, and we've got the audio from it.
Oh, Hey, huge fan, brother. There you go, man. Thank you.
You guys sound great, man.
Thank you, man.
Your voice is amazing.
Thanks, mate. Wow, I've been such a fan since I was like this big.
Thanks so much. I didn't even know you were listening out there.
That's fantastic, man. The sound right there was...
Yeah,
no,
man. That's amazing. Oh,
thank you, man.
Can I get a photo, man?
You guys were great.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
You probably get this a lot. You sound like you got a lot of Bryan Adams.
Yes. Yeah. I did get that a bit.
No, I
toured with him when he was over here. But
You toured with him?
Yeah, supported him years ago. Yeah,
you've got a great voice.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, I can't even deal with that.
What's better. He likened him to Bryan Adams, which is pretty cool. I mean, if you're getting that, that's a pretty big score.
He was absolutely gushing over Shannon Knoll.
Yeah, that's right.
And Knowles is just like, hey, thanks.
Well, they were hugging a lot as well. That was the thing. That was why some of the audio was muffled, because their microphones are getting smooshed together because they're hugging.
Kids, if you're listening, the way to get to Knowlesy fame, to have Billy Ray Cyrus absolutely gushing over you, is to come second in a reality
continually,
TV
forever.
Show. Ever and ever.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
It is time for the one, the only, live from LA, Dee McCarthy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome home, Rach. We missed you.
Oh, thanks, Del. And I missed being here because my bed was just not comfy for 2 days straight. It got a bit boring. Dean, Lindsay Lohan. Now, we're used to her doing some weird stuff, but it's kind of, not, do you know what? I'm just going to say it's flat out weird what she's doing now. What's going on?
You know what? That is a very good word to use. It is weird. Here's what's happened today. Okay, Lindsay Lohan, you will know her from being kind of a bit of a wild one. She was always getting arrested and jail and all this kind of thing. Today, she has come out as the new face of lawyer.com. Now, lawyer.com is an online legal service that gives you advice and there's lawyers you can talk to and things like that. At first, you're like, wait up. Why would Lindsay Lohan be the one promoting a law firm? Well, when you think about it, she could have used this service quite a few times. Have a listen to this. Here's some of Lindsay Lohan as the face of lawyer.com.
When lawyer.com first reached out to me, I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble. But when they asked me to be their spokesperson, I was intrigued. After meeting with the team, I realized lawyer.com is just about helping people. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, or two, or three, or some others.
Wow.
It's so simple, and it's free. All you have to do is go online or give us a call. So let's get started, because at lawyer.com, we're always here for you.
I'm so glad, Rachel, that I didn't hear that audio before we played it just then.
So, look, I'm going to say props to her for making fun of herself, but also... Yep. You got like a million DUIs, mate. It's probably not something to joke about.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Yes. Oh, you're right about that one. I tell you what, lawyer.com, pretty smart move, because this is getting international press today. This video is being played and shown and posted all over the world today. So, you know, props to them.
Yeah, very, very, very good on their part. Also, Paris Jackson and Cara Delevingne are making headlines. What the heck is going on?
Okay, let me tell you what's happened. So, first of all, this is all from Instagram. So, Instagram never lies. Instagram is the truth.
It is
truth.
You
see on Instagram is exactly how it really was, as you know. So, now that we know that, this is what happened. Last night, Paris Jackson posted a video of her and Cara Delevingne, the model actress, stunner, in bed together, watching movies together, eating strawberries together. Kind of how Rachel and I would spend our Sunday afternoon. That kind of vibe. Now, here's the thing. This, of course, is really getting tongues wagging in Hollywood because it looks very couple-y. And then Paris Jackson posted a photo of Cara Delevingne on her bed jumping. So everyone's like, wait up. And we know that Cara likes girls and guys. We don't really know about Paris liking girls. We know that she likes guys. So this could be the hot Hollywood couple.
Yeah, because last time we heard, Paris was in Australia for Melbourne Cup Carnival and she was on the arm of a Queensland tradie, Tyler Green, the model.
I know. Look, well, you know what? Hollywood, everything can change.
Oh, my goodness. I guess we'll stand by and find out if that's a thing. I'm pretty sure guys' hearts are, like, not only breaking, but their fingers are also crossed.
Nah,
because that is a hot couple.
I want to see this happen.
Dean, thank you so much. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
And Dean, I'm sorry I didn't call you while Rachel was away. This was an us thing. I didn't want to do it without her.
No, fair enough. But in future, we'll know that we can have a little one. We can have a little one-on-one.
You can borrow my husband, Bodge. It's okay.
I'll have a one-on-one. That's fine. Thanks, Dave.
Bye, guys.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach. On here.
We did speak about not too long ago the Cosmo Curve model search, which was going on in Australia. Cosmopolitan magazine was starting to look for plus size models or curvy models. And that was happening like last weekend or something like that. But you found something.
I've loved this. See, I was worried that I'd miss out. I thought all these celebrations of girls being curvy.
It was for women,
yes. What about me? What about little Bodgy? With this, you know, I'm not a fat bloke, but no, I've got a little bit of a dad bod going on.
But I don't think the dad bod's sexy. I'm not calling you sexy. I'm saying that the dad bod in general.
Yeah, cheers for that clarification.
Well,
look, I feel like you need to be a dad to claim it as a dad bod, even though it's just
No, you don't.
Anyway, I was worried I couldn't jump on this bandwagon, but it turns out that I can because a fella who was insecure about his size, he overcome his fears.
Yeah.
When he was away on holiday, he's 22 years old and he fits into like XXL like shirts.
He was saying that he was bullied for his weight as
Yeah, of course. As you would expect. I know that's a terrible thing to say, but you do expect it. I got bullied for being too skinny and now I get, told, oh, you fat gut. Anyway, he has like embarrassment from obviously PE days that he talks about. But at the beginning of this year, he came across an advert called Big Dude Clothing, which I would have thought was, because you know what a big dude is. Did you ever go to school and someone say, do you know what a big dude is?
No.
It's a camel. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's a camel's. And it doesn't matter. Now, they specialise in XXL and 8XL clothing.
Right.
And he signed up to be an ambassador and to be a model. Didn't think he'd hear back from them. They called him back within like a day or so and said, mate, jump on board. We want plus size blokes.
That's awesome.
So, maybe I'm not a double XL. I'm not even an XL. I'm probably a large.
Do you know where you could go? Because I could picture this too.
Go on.
Go be a model for Lowe's.
But do you think, well, I've met the big man before. Do you reckon he'd come back and cave my head in if I took his market away?
Just the big man. I'm talking, they've got like ex-NRL players, like Matt Ballon does it as well. You could wear one of those Hawaiian shirts for Lowe's. You could be a model for Lowe's. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but you see the trend there. They're NFL, NRL, AFL. They're all sports people that do it. They're all bigger blokes.
They'll take one look at your dad bod and be like, let's get him on as a Lowe's ambassador.
Well, do you know what? Maybe I'll give him a call and
hashtag
see what happens.
Hashtag Bodge for Lowe's.
Bodge and Rach on hit.
Here we go.
Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Grey skies all around Rachel. It is gross outdoors. Let's be honest.
Even though it was a little bit gross on TV last night. Plus, I'm also a little bit happy because the Married at First Sight finale was on. Now, I'm going to be honest.
It's done. They said finale week. It was finale 3 days.
I'm going to be honest I haven't really been that attentive towards the show.
No.
But I have heard about people and I've heard about Dean and then there was pregnancy rumours and then there was, this season, I swear this season has been like on something, 10 times worse than normal.
But I think that might be by design, my friend.
Quite possibly. But if you missed it last night,
well, there's some big stuff that happened, of course. It was the actual finale. There's no more now. Is that correct?
No, that's what I think. I think that's what's happened. That's what I've been told. That's
unless
what
they're
going
to do one of those, look, flash forward to now. But what I've got here is a couple of juicy things. Now, I ripped into Dean. We all know I don't like Dean.
Well, I don't think anyone in Australia likes Dean. Good luck, Dean, getting a job after Married at First Sight.
Well, you say that, but you just wait. You keep a hold of that little thought. Now, yesterday I had to go at Davina because I felt like she was going under the radar a little bit.
She's another one that I don't. But no, but she didn't though. At the start of the whole season, no one liked her either because I want to marry her husband, whatever, in inverted commas, Ryan, because he seems beautiful and he's also very attractive.
Okay.
So I feel sorry for Ryan, but I feel like everyone was going off at the two of them.
Well, I've had to go at both of them.
Yep.
One of them was in your absence, of course, but Tracy, they had this big thing where all the boy chat came out.
They had a boys' night.
That's right. And they, you know what boys are like. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not always very savoury.
No.
But what's happened is this is what has come to light.
So this was all pre-recorded, and with this being the finale, they showed Tracy what had been said at this boy's night.
Dean's made references to her looks. Here we go.
No offence to Tracy, but her looks are not her best quality.
You know what? I don't want my looks to be my best quality because I've got so many better qualities.
I know. It's not an insult. You've got a lot of good qualities.
I don't want my looks to be my best quality.
Yeah.
Yes, Tracy.
Well, hang on. See, this is where Rachel, I wish you hadn't done that.
No, because I know what you're about to say. I still think she has a right to stand up for herself for him having a go at her looks.
Well, she's with that Sean bloke now, okay? He's one of the other husbands. I don't think it worked out. It turns out that Tracy and Dean have still been sending naughty messages to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I thought after a relationship's ended, some messages are pretty much inappropriate and they shouldn't be sent.
I agree.
Like sexting to Tracy. I don't know why you do that. And I just thought, like, it's disrespectful to you.
Did you ever say it was disrespectful, Tracy? Did you ever tell me that that was inappropriate?
I was trying to keep things amicable. Yes, I did let a few inappropriate texts slide.
Now,
Tracy, that's not how you keep things amicable, babe.
Yeah, no.
Just saying.
Let's be honest. She was sending bad messages, naughty messages to Dean. I don't understand the appeal. Maybe it's true. Maybe the old adage of girls like holes. I can't say the first word.
Treat him mean, keep him clean.
It's not even that. He's one of the worst kinds of blokes imaginable.
He's
right?
A W word that rhymes with banker.
I'm not allowed to say that word. They told me you can't call him a wanker. What? So I'm not going to do that. But we know what he is, and yet these girls still flock to him. So it does
Dean,
my head in.
Dean will be undateable after this show, I really hope. But Tracy is now with Sean, so hopefully that all works out. Can I just say, they're all so immature about the whole thing. It makes for great TV, but grow up.
They're all older than us as well. That's
I know.
The worst part.
What have you been doing? Like, you're on. Don't you remember that you're on live TV? Don't you remember that you're on television?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Hey, look, the real entertainment's here, though, because after 8 o'clock, we got the 5 in 10, and we got $480 up for grabs.
Yes, we do.
That's coming up. We got Ginger Ninja right now with the traffic. Here we go. Bodger and Rage on here.
Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Now, I've got Bethany on the telephone from Port Macquarie. Bethany, what's going on, mate?
I'm just driving on my way to work.
Now, Beth, you be very careful, okay? Because the roads are very, very slippery.
You have got us on loudspeaker, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Of course she does. She's okay, smart like that.
I just wanted to make sure. I'm worried about you. I don't want you to be in trouble.
I've actually just arrived, so it's all good.
Oh, perfect. $480, what would you do with it?
I would put it in my savings account, let it grow.
That's boring.
Yeah, come on, Beth.
Come on, Beth. If you had to lash out, if you had to spend it on something.
If I had to spend it on something, I'd probably lash out and get a new telly.
That's what we like.
Shitty piece of crap that I'm using at the moment.
Well,
that's much better, Beth.
$480, I mean, it's nice, but I don't know if it'd get you a real flash telly.
Oh, I'd get you an all right one.
Okay.
Probably better than the one that she's got. She just said that.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough. Well, there we go. Now, how confident are you feeling?
I don't know.
Good. That's what we like, Beth. Are you ready to play? Yeah.
All right. Rach is going to ask you a question.
All right. As soon as I finish asking you the question, the timer will start. You need to give me 5 answers inside the 10 seconds. You ready to go?
Sure.
Cool. Beth, I need you to name me the 5 major characters from How I Met Your Mother. Go.
Oh, my God. I don't even watch this show.
Oh, no.
Classic. Just start naming names, Beth.
Ted.
John, Sally. Oh, no. What's his name? Oh, my God.
Time is up, Beth. But I really like that show with John and Sally in it. I'd start watching that. Yeah. I reckon that'd be awesome.
Do you know what?
I even see the actor's name, so I was like, I know it's new.
I tested it earlier on somebody else in this office, and they did the exact same thing. They're like, it's Neil Patrick Harris. I'm like, that's not the character's name. That's some of the characters, or all of the main characters you could have named. Barney, who is Neil Patrick Harris. Robin, Ted, Lily and Marshall.
Yeah.
Robin, the one I was thinking. I was like, I can't even. It's so hard when you've got 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I would have given you points for Swally as well.
Swally?
That's what they called. That's what they called Barney for a little while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I watched the whole thing. Anyway, thanks so much, Beth, for playing. Have a good morning.
No worries, you guys.
See you later. Oh, at least she's laughing.
Do you know what? I've always wanted to buy a ducky tie, and I keep forgetting just because of that show.
Just because of that show. It's good.
Just because of that show. So it goes up to 490 buckaroonies for tomorrow.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
A Southern California company is making headlines because they're making it a little bit more comfortable for parents to fit in a bed if their kids are sleeping in the same bed as them as well. It is a 12-foot-wide, family-sized mattress. Mm. So basically they're saying it's double the size of a standard king-size mattress, so side-by-side.
How the hell do you fit that in the room?
You'd have to have a pretty big bedroom, wouldn't you?
When I go house shopping or for renting, obviously, because I'm not rich or anything like that, but I always look at the room sizes and I always think, oh, I don't think I could get my bed in here. So imagine having one that size.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be mental.
But basically, it's all kind of started with the whole co-sleeping or family bed sharing kind of debate that's been going on. And they're saying that some people are saying that you shouldn't co-sleep with your children. Other people are saying that it causes, because if you do co-sleep, it causes them to have independency problems or something like that.
Really?
I call bollocks, but anyway, I say do whatever you're most comfortable with your children, but I don't have kids, so I wouldn't know what it's like.
Do you know what I would do, though, if I was going to make a bed like this? What? I wouldn't necessarily make it bigger, but I would make little walls on the mattress to separate
walls.
It into three parts, because the last thing you want is to get because if you're a bloke, you already don't get any of the bed. Let's be honest. It's well documented that the woman that's in the bed, right, will take up most of the space.
It's not well documented.
And the blankets, and by me it is, and the pillows.
Yeah, well, by you. You can say that this is you, because I haven't had that experience, because I usually get the blankets taken off me.
I remember my youngest sister, at the time she was, before Susan came along, Sarah used to run into Mum and Dad's room of a night, and she'd be really young, and I'd hear Dad the next day going, like, he'd getting kicked in the ghoulies and things like that. It happens because she's a lot smaller.
I used to do it when I was younger. I used to sleep with my mum.
No, I didn't want to sleep with them.
Well, I think girls get a lot. Well, I got very scared when I was younger, so I used to go and jump in bed, especially because my parents split when I was 7 as well. So then it was a lot easier. My mum had way more room in the bed, so I was like, straight in there.
The breakup worked for you, didn't it?
I got more of the bed. No, but this is, I think it would work good for couples. You're right. Couples that get into that argument where the blankets get stolen, the bed gets stolen by one or the other person. Could you imagine a 12-foot wide bed? The woman would have to wrap herself, I would have to wrap myself into a massive burrito for my partner not to have a side of the bed or blankets.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's going to set you back $2,500.
Well, I'm going to guess that the mattress isn't fantastic then if it's that big.
No, they said everyone needs the gifts of rest and comfort. It shouldn't be an unattainable luxury. It's
$2,500 US. Is a bit different there.
But would you buy it? Would you sleep in this bed? Do you think it would work?
No, I don't need one that big.
No? I love a big bed. Would anyone else buy it? 13, 12, 16, would you buy this big bed?
Do you think
it would work? Would you reckon it's a family bed? You could just have your whole family in it.
More importantly, is it going to solve the problem of getting kicked in the ghoulies by the kids that are going to jump in at night?
Or if your partner's in there and just mad at you, that could be a thing.
That's right.
Well. 13, 12, 16. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
We've got Michelle on the line from Port.
Yeah, we were just speaking about a 12-foot family-sized bed that has just been introduced, and it was due to around the whole debate with the co-sleeping and parenting and all of that kind of stuff.
And Michelle's got an opinion on whether it makes, because there's that argument that children are more or less sort of, you know, independent afterwards. Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, here.
What do you reckon, Michelle?
Well, I co-slept with my daughter, who's now six and in her own bed, and she did get into her own bed in her own time.
Yep.
And we're currently co-sleeping with my son, and he's almost two, and I'm sure he'll do the same when he's old enough.
Yeah.
But there's actually been studies done that say children who co-sleep have better health in the short and long term.
Oh, cool.
So there's a researcher called, he's an anthropologist and sleep researcher. His name is James McKenna, and he's from Notre Dame. Well, he did a study on it and found that babies are calmed by the presence of their parents, so they cry less. As we know, when we cry, it releases the stress hormone cortisol.
Yeah.
And chronic exposure to cortisol can adversely affect our immune functioning. And also babies who sleep with a breastfed twice as often, which boosts their immune system. So, and it's actually found that babies that co-sleep, it enhances mental health and well-being.
This woman knows what's going
Michelle
on.
Michelle has just schooled us.
Well, no.
I actually stood up because I had a lot of criticism about co-sleeping with my kids when younger and wondered whether I was doing the wrong thing. So I did my own research into it.
Michelle, question, do you get kicked a lot?
Yeah, we can't do, but, it's not that bad.
Do you reckon this 12-foot bed would be a good thing for you then?
I think it would be wonderful.
Yeah, perfect.
If I fit in my house, but there is no way.
Sign Michelle up. That's one person.
Nice one. Thank you.
And we've also got Lauren in Lighthouse Beach. Morning, Loz.
Good morning.
What's your go? What's the go on this 12-foot bed? What do you reckon?
Thinking it might not be such a bad idea. My kids are coming into teenage years. They're turning 12 and 14.
Yep.
And I don't think they sleep all night. I think they, I don't know, get up to stuff. They are on their phones. They do something. I keep a close eye on them that way.
Yeah, kids are like that. They do that.
You can tell if they're sneaking out at night, Loz, because you're in the family bed. The blankets will move. You'll be like, oi, where are you going?
And I know my husband would be listening and he'd be going, yeah, right. But, darling, remember what we used to do as teenagers.
That's just fair enough too.
And your kids are exactly like you, Michelle. Or Lauren.
Right.
Sorry, I got your name wrong. Loz, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning. Really appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. I think, we'd wrap it up with that. I've decided that you can sleep with your parents as long as you damn well like. Who cares? As long as they're all right with it.
I've decided I'm getting a 12-foot bed and I'm going to have it all to myself.
Oh, yeah.
Pillow forts.
Bodge and Rage, back tomorrow.
See ya.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rage on Hits.